Now we're holding on Yud Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Omar, suppose a person says, expresses Nazirus as follows. So you have, imagine you have a cow that's lying on the ground and won't get up. So now, Omar, so now the person says, Omra Porazu, this cow, in effect, is saying that it's not going to be able to stand. Now, there's actually a number of different ways. All the Mephoshim over here have a number of different ways of parsing and explaining the words of the words of the Mishnah. Among them are we're talking about that the cow is lying in front of him. That part the Mishnah doesn't say. That part the Gemara says we have to supply. But we're saying, so one possibility is that a person who sees it lying over there is saying that this cow must think that, must be thinking that it's lying down so strongly that it's not going to be able to get up by itself. Now, obviously, the Rosh and Tosfos point out, you can't, how are you even attributing thoughts to a cow? We find actually a pasuk in Yonah. You have the expression over there when Yonah is on the ship over there, and all of a sudden the storm blows up. The pasuk says "V'haniyach chishval dehishaver," which literally means that the boat thought to break apart. Now boats don't think, but in other words, anybody who saw the boat in that condition would think that it's about to break up. The same way anybody who sees this cow over here would think it's never going to get up.
So they have, sick or doesn't say that.
It doesn't say one way or the other whether it's sick or it's stubborn or whatever. But the cow seems to imagine, or people are going to imagine on behalf of the cow, that it's never going to get up. So he says, Hareini Nazira im Emedes. So he says, I will be a nazir from it, meaning from its meat, im Emedes, if it gets up. And he says, I will be a nazir. So again, you know, you have, there's a Tosfos and the Rosh go into a long arichos over here, and then the Mephoresh also go into a long arichos trying to explain what exactly, to even parse out the sentence over here, what is actually being said. The first possibility then is he's saying, Tosfos points out the word nazirah would be with a mapik hay, which means a nazir from it. In other words, Nazira without a hay would mean a female Nazir. So that is, in fact, one of the later explanations is that, in effect, the cow is saying, I'll be a Nazir, and being that the word kopara is feminine, is washing the keva, then the word Nazira would go with it. But the other way of understanding is that the person is saying, I will be a Nazir, meaning he's saying, if this cow actually manages to get up, if this cow manages to get up, then I will be a nazir from it, nazira. I will be a nazir from its flesh. And then the Gemara, we're going to see a few different possibilities, what exactly he means. I mean, eventually the cow is going to get up somehow. So we're going to have the first explanation in the Gemara is going to be if it gets up by itself. And then we're going to have a number of other explanations in the Gemara, what he's talking about.
Amazing, making the whole thing the part of.
It is amazing now, making the whole thing over the parah. So actually, after we go through the simple pshat, the thing, we'll talk about a fascinating thing that Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rebbe's father, has on this Mishnah, a deeper understanding of why the Mishnah says it in such a strange way. Anyway, according to that first way of understanding, then we parse out the sentence. Omra, the person says, Omra Porazu, this cow, people are going to say about this cow, and therefore we're talking as if the cow itself is saying that it's not going to get up. Hareini Nazira, I will be a nazir from it. Im Emedes, if it stands up, and me, I will be the one who accepts Nazirus from its meat. So that's one way. Then Tosfos says, I mean, it's a little hard to parse out the sentence that way. I mean, Omra Porazu sounds more like as if the cow itself is talking, not that the person and saying, I will be a Nazira. To say, I will be Nazira, I will be a Nazir from it, is a bit of a doich.
It should be
it should be Harini Nazir, Mibsara, or something like that, yeah. So what's the extra Ani? So Tosfos brings another explanation that we're saying that the cow is saying, in effect, I can't get up. If I can manage to get up, I will be a nazir. The cow, in effect, is saying, not really saying, but in other words, people are imagining on behalf of the cow that I will be, if I manage to stand up, I will be a Nazira. Then Tosfos brings another explanation. Tosfos and the Rosh will go through this. They bring an explanation from Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. Why he's called Ish Yerushalayim, I don't know. Maybe Taka lived in Yerushalayim. Maybe he visited Yerushalayim. Who knows? Anyway, whatever. We parse it out like this. Again, the person sees this cow lying down and not getting up. He says, I imagine that this cow must have said that it really wants to get up and it can't. If I manage to get up, then I'll gladly be a Nazir. But instead, since a cow can't be a Nazir, then the person is saying, Ani, in effect, I will become a Nazir on its behalf. Tosfos discusses that and doesn't really like that explanation. Whatever the case, the point is that somehow he's saying that somehow there's a problem with getting this cow up, and somehow he's saying that I'm a Nazir. Is he saying I'm a regular Nazir, or is he saying I'm a Nazir from its meat? That's what we're going to go through the Gemara, the various possibilities.
I won't eat the meat, or I'll be the meat as a carpenter.
So that's what we're going to have. Rabbi Yehuda points out that point, but we're going to see at the end of the Gemara. But right now, we're assuming that if he says a Nazir from it, then it's like in the previous Mishnah when he said that I'll be a Nazir from Grogris, so here in effect he's saying I'll be a Nazir from meat. Which again, there's no such thing. A Nazir is not also in meat. However exactly you parse out the sentence, the point is that he's saying it's a very odd way, but he's somehow saying the word Nazir and somehow saying either that he's, again, there can be a few possibilities. It can be that he's saying that I'll be a Nazir from its meat. And the question is, does that make him a regular Nazir? Or it can be he means he's saying the cow is saying I would be a Nazir if I could get up. So I'll become a Nazir instead on its behalf. But is that a valid declaration of Naziros? Because he didn't actually say, I'm a Nazir. He said, this cow is saying I would be a Nazir if I could get up, so I'll take over that Naziros for it. Well, does that amount to accepting Naziros or not? Mm-hmm. And another way, yes, would be to say that he's saying, in effect, that I'm going to bring this cow as a korban when I finish my Naziros.
I'm not sure if we learned this, but we mentioned something that a person cannot be make up. Become take a Naziris for someone else. Yeah, it can take it upon himself. He can't say
right
that my wife is going to become a Nazir.
That's true, right? So here, there's nothing to talk about a cow becoming a Nazir at all, right? So it's all yeah. Similarly, the Mishnah continues. Similarly, Omer Hadelas Hazer Harini Nazira Him Niftachoni. The same thing you can have with a door where you have a door that's jammed shut and he's trying to open it. And again, he says this door is saying that it won't open. I'll be a Nazir from it if I open, or the door is saying I will be a Nazir. I will be a Nazir if I can open, etc., etc. So same kind of thing as with the cow that won't get up. With the door that's stuck and won't open. So before we continue the Mishnah, actually, so here we have the Levi Yitzchok's explanation. He says like this, we know there's a connection between Nazir and Soita. We said at the beginning of the Masechta, and then the Gemara brings it at the beginning of Soita as well, that when a person sees a Soita, what she went through, Yazir Atzmi Minayayin, he should swear off wine because he should realize that the Soita was put in this situation by drinking wine excessively, and that caused her to do what she did. So now, Rav Levit points out that the Parah and the Delas of our Gemara over here, B'tnimi Sein Yonim, both of them refer to Malchus, and when they're and the combination of them, where they're stuck and they won't get up or they won't open, is actually represents the Soita. He says the words Parah and Delas, he mentions for one thing, if you add together the gematria of the two of them, you get the word Sotis, as in Ba'at Ki Sotis, as in what the Kohen tells the Soita during the ordeal, if you went astray and were unfaithful to your husband, etc., etc. So therefore, the Parah that won't get up and the Delas that won't open represent essentially Malchus that's not doing its job and not becoming, yeah, to a certain extent it represents Golos, but on a personal level it represents the Soita who's not being able to accomplish in the world what she's supposed to. A Parah should be able to have children. A Delos should be able to open. And they're not doing either. The Parah won't get, the Parah is stuck on the ground and won't get up. The Delos is stuck closed and won't open. So therefore, so in effect, each of them is saying, in the words of the Mishnah, if I realize I got myself into this situation by acting improperly as a Soita, Therefore, if I manage to get up, or I manage to open and be able to accomplish what I'm supposed to as Sfiras HaMalchus, then I will become a Nazir. I will swear off wine, which is what led the Soita into her situation in the first place.
Malchus is saying that Malchus was...
So in other words, he goes on to explain what wine represents and what wine represents between Yanim, it has to do with Chochma, etc. But the point is, in other words, on the level of the down-to-earth Soita you can imagine a Soita herself going through the whole ordeal that she's going through, thinks to herself, you know what, I got into this by drinking too much wine and letting down my inhibitions. Now, in the future, if I make it through this, I will take a swear off wine and become a Nazir. In other words, not only somebody who sees the Soita and her degradation will swear off wine, but she herself may do that. So therefore, that's symbolized in the mission over here by the Parah and the Delis, which the combination of them represents the Soita, saying, in effect, I will become a Nazir. And he says, so that's why the Mishnah phrases it in this very odd way in order to hint at that idea. Anyway, so what happens in these cases? Bes Shama Imim Nazir, or Bes Chilul Imim Einin Nazir? Bes Shama says then that he'll be a Nazir, and as we'll work it out in the Gemara, why Bes Shama holds that. And Bes Chilul says not. One way of understanding it is, again, similar to the previous Mishnah, when we had a person said, Harin Nazir min HaGrogris, where Bishamai said that he was a Nazir, even though there's no such thing as a Nazir from Grogris, and we worked out why that is. The same way, if we say, again, one of the explanations of the phrasing in the Mishnah is that he's saying, I will be a Nazir from it, meaning from its meat, well, then it would amount to the same thing. In other words, Bishamai is saying that if he's saying, I'll be a Nazir from meat, then he's a regular Nazir. A regular Nazir is not also in meat, but he'll be a regular Nazir also in grapes and wine and whatnot. Anyway, that's one way of understanding. But again, we're going to see in the Gemara, we're going to go through several different ways of understanding what's going on here in the Mishnah. Or Basilim ain't a Nazir, Basilim says he's not a Nazir. And the Mishnah continues, similar to the previous Mishnah. Amr of Yehuda, Afsha Omru Beshamai, even when Beshamai says that he becomes Osir, Loi Omru, the Loi Omrim, it says actually really how goes back changes to Loi Omru, Ela Omru had a Korazua like Korban in my medicine. Really what we're saying is that he's saying that this Korah will be a Korban to me if it gets up. Which again, that can have two different meanings. It can mean that I'm making a neder that I'll be also from its meat. So that'll be similar to in the previous Mishnah that I'm making a neder that these figs will be also to me. Or it can end up meaning, as we're going to see in the Gemara, that he's saying I will become a Nazir and I'm pledging that when I bring my korbanos, I will bring this cow together with them. Now, what you actually have is when we go through it further on, we're going to say now a Nazir. All of a Nazir's korbanos, whether he becomes Tomei and has to bring his korbanos and start over, right, or whether he becomes Tahor, there's no para involved. In the case of a Nazir Tomei, he brings two birds and one sheep. And if he's a Nazir Tahor and finishes his Nazir successfully, then he brings two sheep and one ram, which is also a sheep, an adult male sheep. So there's no paras involved. In any case, Tosfos and the Rosh point out that you can have where it was very common that when a person finished his Nazirah successfully, besides for the three required korbanos, he would also bring other korbanos, olas and shlomim, to thank Hashem that he got through it successfully. And those korbanos, being olas and shlomim, of course, can be any of the three kinds of animals that you can bring for a korban, so they could be cows as well. Well, okay, an ola can't be a female, so it can't be a cow. It'd have to be a bull, but whatever. The shlomim could be a cow because shlomim can be female. All oilers have to be male. So the Gemara starts off. Pora mikom ishtoya. Does a cow talk? That we can talk about that we can say anything about omra pora that the cow is saying. So Rami Bachama says, like we were saying before, that was talking about the cow is lying down on the ground in front of him. But Omar, when he's saying, Kisvura porazu enai medes, does this cow think that it's not going to get up? So again, the Omra Pora doesn't mean that the cow is actually speaking. It means like as if people are speaking on behalf, people are speaking or thinking what on behalf of the cow, what the cow seems like it's going to want to do. Like we said before about the ship from Yonah, means the people who are on the ship or anybody who was on shore who would have seen the ship would think that it's about to break up because the storm was so intense. Yeah. So is this cow saying or thinking that it's not going to get up? I will be a nazir from its flesh. In other words, I'll be a nazir from its flesh if it gets up on its own. So Rami Bachama, in other words, and we're talking about eventually it did get up on its own. So now Rami Bachama is adding quite a bit to the Mishnah. Then all the Mishnah told us was that Omra Parah and Harini Mizira, and he says Imay Medes if it stands. So now Rami Bachama is supplying for us that the case is we're talking about number one, okay, it was lying on the ground, fine, that's pretty obvious. And number two, that when he says Harini Mizira, it means like we said before, I will be a nazir from it, meaning from its flesh. And a third point is that he's saying, the key thing is that he's making, when he says im imedes, what he means is not just if it stands up, it's going to stand up regardless. Eventually, it's going to stand up for some reason or other anyway.
It's okay if it's healthy.
Assuming we're talking about a healthy cow, but that it's going to get up at some point anyway. So therefore, im imedes, he's understanding to mean if it gets up on its own. So now, in the end, it actually got up on its own.
It liked the idea that
he's going to be a nazir from its flesh, yeah. Therefore, says Rami Bachama, Beshama and Beshilol are going according to their respective opinions in the previous Mishnah. They said in the previous Mishnah that if a person says, I'm a Nazir from Grogerus or Dvela, even though those things are not also to a Nazir, nonetheless he becomes a Nazir. So, Hachanami, Kiyomim Bistara, have a Nazir. The same way, if you were to say over here that I'm a nazir from its flesh, then he becomes a nazir. And Beshama says, we ignore the part that he says from its flesh, because again, there's no such thing as a nazir from flesh. So that's it. He's a regular nazir.
The only thing is that the case of Gargis and Vail is similar, closer to wine than the...
That's what Gemara is going to point that out in a minute. And Basil is going to say that he's not a nazir for the same reason as they said over there. So the Gemara asks, Bahamru Beshama Chodazimna. Okay, but Beshama has already told us this point that if a person says Harini Nazir and then says something that is not also to a Nazir, then nevertheless he's a Nazir. Again, let's remember in the previous parak we had a machlokas with Shimon and the Chachamim, where if a person says I'm a Nazir from grape seeds, let's say, is he also only in that, or is he also in all of them? Reb Shimon had said he's also only in that. Chacham said he's also in everything of a Nazir, but that's because grape seeds is on the list of things that are also to a Nazir. On the other hand, here we're talking about grogris and dvela and meat, things which are not also to a nazir in the first place, and still Beshama is saying, as we worked it out yesterday, that he's a nazir, so why should meat be any different? So the answer is, Omer Rava Tauti Tlas. So Rava says, you're right, the Mishnah does have to repeat it two or three times, because, as we're going to explain, we need each one, because each one has a chiddush in it over the other one. If we had said by grogris and by dvela, we wouldn't have realized the same thing applies to meat, and vice versa. So as the Gemara is going to work out in a minute. Rava himself, by the way, is going to later on ask on Rami Bahama's explanation. He's going to point out a more basic problem with Rami Bahama's explanation and give a different explanation of the Mishnah. But right now, Rava is saying that at least in order to find why according to Rami Bahama, Beis Shama would have to be repeating themselves, then at least we can say that is fine because there's a chiddush in it. And the Gemara says, "V'chein Omar, v'chein Toni Rav Chiya Tauti Plas." The same thing Rav Chiya teaches us that yes, in fact, over here we have a repetition two or three times. V'chein Omar Rav Oshia Tauti Plas. Rav Oshia said the same thing. So yes, according, all of them are following. All of them are working so far with Rami Bahama's explanation that in fact, ultimately, leaving aside the odd way in which he phrased it. That they reached the point of, so ultimately, in other words, it could have been more straightforwardly. He could have just said, I'm going to be a nazir from the flesh of this cow, and you'd have the same machlokas. But yes, that Beshama and Beshilol are arguing on the same machlokas as they did before, and that there's a reason for the Mishnah to be repeating the concept. And why, Utsrichi, we need all of it. Each one has a chidush. de itma baha, if we had only been told that they argue about Harini Nazir Grogris Adreva, if we were only told about those, you would say, Hossam, who da'ami Beshama have a Nazir. You know why? Beshama would say that he's a Nazir when he says those, Mishum de Michlafon ba'anovin, because those can be confused with grapes. He might have said, he might have been meaning to say, I'm a Nazir from grapes, which we said again before, going to the Chachamim, that makes him a full Nazir. And by mistake, instead of saying grapes, he mentioned Grogris, he mentioned figs or dates. They're all a kind of fruit after all. So therefore you could say, now it is true, of course, that if a person were to say a neder and mean to say that that such and such is that bread is going to be also for me, let's say, and instead of bread, he accidentally says meat, then you're right. It wouldn't actually be a neder because that's piv b'libay shavin. But here when he says the word nazir, which automatically means grapes, and then he slipped up and said grogris or ta'anim instead of grapes, then Beshamay may say that's close enough, and therefore that he's an actual nazir.
Beer
is not also for a nazir. So we would say then that he's a nazir because figs or grapes are easily confused with grapes since they're all fruit. But on the face of it, you can't mix up meat with grapes. So maybe when he says I'll be a nazir for meat, Beis Shammai should agree that there's no problem. He's not a nazir. So therefore we need the case of our Mishnah involving meat. We eat by basar. On the other hand, if we only have the case of meat, you would say, on the contrary, hochad, who the ami beshama have a nazir, the bisra b'chamra. Maybe beshama is saying that he's a nazir because we're talking about that he's saying that I'm also in meat and wine. Meat and wine tend to go together.
So,
in those days, those were two things that were commonly eaten and drunk together. So in other words, yes, one thinking of one automatically leads to the other. So he may have said basar and mean it to include wine as well, which would of course make him a regular nazir. Aval grogris advela loy, but grogris advela not. You don't drink those with wine. So each one, in other words, has a certain way in which they are similar to wine and a certain way in which they're dissimilar. So therefore, we need all of that. Kamash malam. Therefore, we need all of it. The iitma hani tauti. But if you only had those two, now the question is, why do we need to also have the case of the door in our Mishnah? So if you only had those, if you only had grogris and dvela, which go together, and meat, then if you only had those two, you would say hani hu d'ka'ame beis shamai. Only by those does beis shamai say that he's a nazir because they have some kind of fruit because it's similar to grapes, and meat because it goes together with wine. Avodelus ima modul hu beis hil. Maybe when it comes to the stuck door, and he's saying in effect, I'll be a nazir from the door. In other words, I'm going to be. So what does that mean? What does it mean to be a nazir from a door? So maybe they would agree with beis hil that he's not a nazir. The itana delus. And on the other hand, if he said that I'll be a nazir from the door, you could say on the contrary, bahaka ami beis hil. Maybe only then beis hil says that he's not a nazir because that's really meaningless and has nothing to do whatsoever with Nazirus. Maybe in the other cases they would agree with Beis Shammai, Kamash Malon Deloy, therefore the Mishnah is telling us that not. So it's not repetitious, because even though it seems to be recapitulating the same machlokas as before, because we wouldn't have realized that what applies to grogris and dvela automatically applies to meat of a cow, let alone automatically applies to a door.
But the door, it's so hard to understand, like, why would Beis Shammai say that becomes a nazir?
Because the fact is he used the word nazir. Because the fact is he used the word, which actually an interesting point that Mefarshim make is, you know, we talked about yesterday that the Shammai's reason is that once he said Harini Nazir, he can't change his mind. Here we're talking about he didn't even complete the word nazir yet. We said, according to the first explanation in Tosfos and the Rosh, what he's saying is Harini Nazira, I will be a nazir from it. So in other words, in the word nazir itself, he already has the matake, which means from it, meaning from the cow or from the door, and still we're saying that the Shammai would say that that's enough to make him a nazir. So Tosfos says that actually, in that case, then fine. But if that's all it is, then Bishamai doesn't have to mention the whole scenario with the cow not standing up. Let Bishamai just say flat out, you have a regular case, a person says, I'll be a nuzzer from meat. Bishamai says that he's a nuzzer, Bishamai says he's not a nuzzer. And the answer, so why do we need to mention the whole thing about the cow standing up? And Tosafot says, you're right. But the Mishnah, by the way, wants to inform us that when it says Omedes Ani, means that he expects the cow to stand up by itself rather than he has to schlep it up. Which, in fact, now the Gemara is going to go on with Rava's question on Rami Bahama, and Tosafot says, actually, part of Rava's question on Rami Bahama, on how he shtells Ayin the Mishnah, may be that point, that why is it necessary to have that whole elaborate scenario rather than just say more simply that he said, I'm a nozer from meat.
What do you consider Beit Shammai's position? Is it a chumrah or a kula? You could say either way. I mean, it's hard to define.
I can see it's a chumrah because he's a nozer. How is it a kula? How do you get a kula out of it?
Well, it's a chumrah in a way, but it's a kula because he's making conditions easier to become a nozer.
I guess if you want to look at it that way, I mean, usually I think we would say that a person becoming a nazir and having to go through all the restrictions and bring karbanis afterwards would be considered a chumrah, but, okay, I mean, you know, if you want to consider it a kula because it makes it easier to become a nazir, I guess fine, okay, but, I think the basic thing is we'd consider it a chumrah. Alright, anyway, so that was Rami Bahama's explanation. So in short, Rami Bahama is explaining the scenario is the cow won't get up. The person is saying that if the cow gets up by itself, then I'll be a nozer. And now the cow got up by itself, so he says I'll be a nozer from its flesh if it gets up by itself. And in the end, it gets up by itself. So now his condition was fulfilled. Now the question is, does saying I'm a nozer from meat constitute nezirus or not? The Shammai says yes, Nisibul says no. But Rava says, I have a problem with that. After all, did the Mishnah say anything about that it stood up by itself? The fact is that the fact that you're adding that in the end it stood up by itself, then fine. We understand. Once we say, if we were to say that he made the condition that it stood, that it has to stand up by itself. And then, even if the Mishnah didn't say that it stood up by itself, we'd understand. In order for there to be a machlokas, it would have to be that his condition was fulfilled. But you're not even mentioning his entire condition. How can you stick that into the Mishnah? Now, of course, so what? Chasuri mechsera. We often have chasuri mechsera. Why is Rava having a problem with that? Tosafot says chasuri mechsera works where you can say the Mishnah is missing words where it's clear from the wording of the Mishnah that something is missing. You have, let's say, for example, you'll have the Tanakhama says something, a different Tana says something that seems to have nothing to do with it. So we'll understand that there's a chasuri mechser over there. You have all kinds of cases like that where we understand just by looking at the Mishnah, there's obviously something missing over here. But over here, we don't really have, if you're telling me the whole machloikas is basically whether a person makes a neder from meat, whether a person makes a nezirus from meat, is that a nezirus or not? So there's no reason we would think on our own to supply anything in the Mishnah about the animal getting up by itself versus not, because that's not basic to the machloikas, that's not germane to the machloikas of the Shammai Basilo. So how can you add that in when you look at the Mishnah, you don't really see any reason that you should have to add that in order to understand the scenario of the Mishnah. So you can't say chasuri mechsera on that, because the Tana can't have left out something like that that you would have no way to supply unless you, Rami Bahama, are supplying it, but where are you getting that from, in other words? So Rava doesn't like that explanation. Ella Amar Rava, so Mikatani im Omdame Eleha, does the Mishnah say that it got up on its own? Fine, we're starting out with your scenario. The cow was lying on the ground in front of him. And he says that this animal will be, I'm accepting on myself an obligation for that it will be a korban. Now, so that could mean to now. Before Rava even finishes off his sentence, the Gemara is interrupting him, and then further on Omid Beis, he's going to finish off his sentence and say what he means by that, what he means, under what circumstances is it going to be a korban. The Gemara is going to go on to say that we're talking about, in other words, that it depends whether it's, again, it depends whether it stands or not. So in other words, there can be, he's saying his nether, he's saying his nezirus, or he's saying that I'll be a korban, whether, if it stands, meaning whatever reason it stands, and then in the end, it stands up by itself, and the question is, does that fulfill the terms of his nether? So what does it mean? So what does it mean that it becomes a korban? So the Gemara says, before we even get to finishing off Rava's statement, and what do we mean by making it a korban? Again, the point is, in other words, that you could say he means that I'll become a nazir, and at the end of my nazirus, besides my required korbanus of two sheep and a ram, I'm also going to bring a voluntary korban of this cow as a shlom, or if it's a bull, then an ola. So he can mean that, but the Gemara asks, before Rava even finishes his statement, b'shlema parah bas korban. Okay, a cow is capable of being a korban. Ella delas bas korban. A door is not capable of being a korban. You can't bring a door as a korban. So then, according to Rava, what are we saying about the door over there?
The door is in the Mishnah, right?
Right. The Mishnah was in the Mishnah. Yeah. Right. I mean, how's delas has that? I mean, is there? Yeah. Ella Amar Rava. So rather, Rava fixes up what he says and says, he's saying the cow is lying on the ground in front of him, or the door is stuck shut. But Omar, he says, he says, I'll be a nazir from wine. So he does mention wine. Forget about, he said, we're saying not Rami Bahama's explanation that he said, I'm going to be a nazir from meat, but rather he's saying a regular nazirus, but he's saying, if it doesn't stand, and then in the end, then it stood up on its own. Now, of course, the Rava's question on Rami Bahama was, you're adding too much to the Mishnah. You're adding things that couldn't have been implied on their own. Here, Tosfos says that no, all you're adding is that, all you're adding is one word to the Mishnah, loy omda. The Mishnah had said, harin nezira, imedes, all Rava is doing is adding one word, im loy omda, if it doesn't get up. So he's saying, as long as this cow, if this cow does not get up, then I will be a nazir because of what it's doing. And now, by the way, what we understand is that before we said nazirah can mean a nazir from it, and Rami Bahama explained that it meant a nazir from its meat, now we're understanding also kind of nazirah, but we're saying a nazir because of it. I will be a nazir because of what this cow is doing, because it's not getting up. In the end, it got up. In the end, it got up on its own without him having to pick it up.
How long, at that point when he said that he's still laying there, he became a nazir.
So maybe he gives a certain amount of time. If it doesn't get up within a certain amount of time or something. But so now all we're doing is we're adding the word loy. The Mishnah had said im omda, and now Rava is adding the word loy. So and then now Rava is also adding the point that stood up on its own. But that already, once we understand that he's talking about, that he's saying if the cow doesn't get up, I'll be a nazir, then we can supply on our own the fact that it actually got up. And then in that case, we can say the usual thing of Chasuri Masura. Now we can say the Mishnah is in fact missing a word, and therefore is missing a word or missing a phrase, and that's not a problem. So the problem that Rava had with Rami Bahama's explanation is not going to apply to his own explanation. In Rami Bahama's explanation, in other words, the Machlokas Beshama Beshilo had nothing to do with whether the cow stands up or why it stands up or whatever. Basically, the Machlokas boiled down to, is there such a thing as a nazir when he says a nazir from meat or not? So in that case, then Rava is saying, then how can you add a whole different thing to the scenario of the Mishnah, which is not implied there at all. In Rava's explanation, the Mishnah itself, once we understand that the Machlokas has to do with the cow getting up, then it becomes easier to add words to the Mishnah and say we can understand that the Shama and the Silla must be arguing about the circumstances under which it got up.
The Delos still, like, out of...
So the Delos would be the same kind of thing. This door is stuck. So now the same question. In other words, we're saying
the Mishnah and stuff, without being the Mishnah, he's adding.
No. So now it's the same. No. So now we're not really adding that much. Now we're saying, as far as the door, for example, he's saying this door is stuck. He's saying the door is stuck. He's saying I'll be a nazir if this door doesn't open. And now in the end, the door opened on its own without him having to pull on it. So now the question becomes, was his tnai fulfilled? Is he a neder? So this shamay sabi, so this shamay then takes the view, turpe dahu gavra, the Torah of this person. Now the word turpa has a couple of meanings. The word Torah can mean, the word Torah basically means uncovered. One meaning of the word Torah is uncovered. So you have the expression about a person's private parts is sometimes called beis haturpa, the area that should be kept covered and now is being uncovered. Yeah, there's a few other examples like that. We have the word Torah can mean something uncovered in a shtar, in a get, or you have the Torah and you have the Tofes. So the Torah is the part that the Torah is the part that, like, the essence of it, the part that, like, you have to have that uncovered. You have to have it clear that's what he means. Hareyat Megureshes, Hareyat Mucheres L'Cholodim, for example, in a get. And then similar things in other shtaris. So that would be the Torah. So turpe dahu gabra would mean then one possibility then it means then the uncovered gilui daitai, the uncovered thing that he means. In other words, the point that he means is clearly that such and such. Or the other way of understanding the word Torah, the other word of understanding the word Torah is the main thing. Again, the same way as the Torah of a get is the main, the essential formula of a get. The same way the Torah of this person would mean the essential point that he wants to make. Anyway, this Shammai holds that the Torah, the Gilui Das, or the essential point that this person wants to make, is that he's talking about getting it up with his hands. In other words, that when he says such a lashon, what he means is, look at this. People think that this cow is sitting on the ground so hard, or the door is stuck so shut, nobody is going to be able to get it up, or nobody is going to be able to open it. I will be, now, I may not want to be a nazir. Being a nazir is a tircha. This is how Tosfos teaches it. Being a nazir is a tircha. But if it doesn't get up, meaning, in other words, that if I don't have the strength to get it up, then I will be a nazir. Now, in the end, it got up. So now the question is, well, he didn't actually have to use his strength to get it up. Now the question is, so he didn't have to put any effort into it because it got up on its own. Does he become a nazir or not? So Bishama is saying that he's saying, So Mishum Ukma Biyodeh, the Shammai is saying he's focusing on that he wants to show that he has the power to get it up, and therefore Bahal Loy Ukma, in the event he didn't get it up, so now the Nazirus is Khalan, and he's saying in effect, if this cow doesn't get up, and I need to use my strength to get it up, or this door is stuck, and I need to use my strength to open this door, then if I need to do that, then I won't be a nazir. But if I don't need to, then I will. Well, in the end, he didn't need to use his strength. Therefore, Bishamai says that he's going to become a nazir. Bishilo says, on the other hand, what he means is the reason why why is he saying I'll be a nazir? He's saying because the cow is lying over there. He wants to demonstrate. He wants not like the Shammai says that he wants to focus on I'm going to have to use my strength to get it up, but rather it's so clear to me that this cow is going to get up, and therefore he's saying like as an exaggeration, if it doesn't get up, then I'll be a nazir. And the Hakamas in the end it got up. So therefore, so now the Nazirus is not Chal.
He said, I won't become.
That's the thing. Rava is adding the words in loyal. He's saying, I'll be a Nazir if it doesn't get up. So now, what Shammai is saying, what does he mean by it gets up or it doesn't get up? He means, in other words, if I need to get it up. On the other hand, the Sibyl says the main thing is he's saying, is it getting up or not? So since it got up, then therefore, since the door became unstuck, then therefore there's no Nazirus to be chal.
Sure. Right.
And because it in fact got up. Yeah. So that would be the machlokes. So now, again, if we understand it that way, the point is that now it's much easier to say chasuri mechsera, because again, once we understand that the machlokes b'shama b'silo has to do with standing up, rather than as Rabbi Bahama, again, was saying the point of the machlokes was, is there such a thing as a nazir for meat? When he says, I'm a nazir for meat, is that nazirus? But you have to then supply all the details of the story, and Rava is saying, you can't do that. There's nothing in the machlokas, v'shama v'sila, that suggests that you need all those details. Now, in Rava's explanation, v'shama and v'sila are actually arguing about that he's making his nazirus depend on whether the animal gets up. Now it becomes much easier to say chasuri mechsera and to fill in the missing words of the Mishnah in order to understand why would the shama and the soul be arguing about whether he's a nazir depending on whether the animal gets up. We have to understand like that he said that I'll be a nazir if it doesn't get up. And now in the end it got up on its own, and the question is, was he focusing on that I'm going to need to use my strength to get up this animal, or is he just saying if it gets up on its own? Yeah. So the Gemara says, okay, ihochi, but if you're going to say that, the Gemara says, ihochi, if you're going to understand the Mishnah that way, ema sefer, look at the next part of the Mishnah, where it continues, omer of Yehuda, after omer b'shamai, lo omeru ela ba'omer hein hein harei hein alai korban. So we said that Rabbi Yehuda understands b'shamai to be saying that all the Chachamim said is not that he becomes a Nazir, but rather that he becomes an Isser, that he can't eat the meat of that the cow itself becomes Osir to him. But Omer al Harehen alai Korban, where he says the cow or the door are going to be Osir for me as a Korban. And then in other words, we have a Neder rather than Nazirus. But if we're talking about Rava, you're saying that he said Hareni Nazir miyayin, he actually said I'll be a Nazir from wine if such and such doesn't happen. Well, then the question is, parah mikamakis bamidi. How can you use the para to be makis anything? You use the word para as your tnai that you're saying if the cow doesn't get up. But how is Rabbi Yehuda understanding that saying harini nazir miyayin if such and such? How are you saying that harini nazir miyayin if such and such is going to end up becoming a neder that the cow is also, that the cow or that the door is also as a korban? So that's a problem with, so fine. We've dealt with the problem that you're adding words to the Mishnah, because fine, we can say chasuri mesera. But after all, if your scenario is that he started by saying harini nozim miyayin if such and such, then how is Rabbi Yehuda getting from that there can be an issue of a korban, that the animal should be also to him like a korban? In other words, that it should be a regular neder. What happened to the nazirus from wine that he said? So the Gemara says, no, Ella. So we're going to answer like this. We're going to Omar Harini Nazim Ibsara Imlai Omda. So we're going to go back partially to Romi Bahama's explanation. We are saying that he's going to be a Nazir from its meat, but now we're saying Imlai Omda. So we're going to have kind of a combination of Romi Bahama's and Rava's answers. Romi Bahama's explanation focused on that Bishama and Basilal are arguing about, well, if he says I'll be a Nazir from meat, is that a valid Nazirus? So, and Rava's explanation was that the machlokas focuses on whether the animal gets up. So now we're kind of combining the two. So Kagunda Omar, the person says, Harini Nazir Mibsara Imlai Omda, I will be a Nazir from the meat of this animal if it doesn't get up. But Omda Me'elaho, and again, it got up on its own. So again, the Shammai Savri, so the Shammai is going to hold Trupe Dahu Gabra, the main, the Gilui Das, the revealed preference of this person, or the other explanation of Todef is going to be the primary point the person was trying to make, is the Shumukme Biyadehu, is again, he wants to show that he has the power to get up the animal, and therefore he's saying, if I can't get this animal up, then I will be a Nazir. He's saying, like Tosfa said before, I know that it's difficult to accept Nazirus, but if I can't get this animal up on my own, then I am going to go through that bother and I'm going to take on Nazirus. Well, again, Baha'u'llah Ukma, he didn't actually get it up because the cow got up on its own. So he's not the one who got it up, but nevertheless, we're still saying that his nazirus is chal. So now the question is nazirus for meat effective? And then that's where we go back to Rami Bahama's explanation before that Mishama and Basila are arguing on that. So in other words, it comes out that Mishama and Basila are going to be arguing on two points. Number one, the fact that the cow stood up on its own, or the door opened on its own, is that enough to is that enough to have fulfilled the terms of his Tanai, such that Nazirus should be chal? And second of all, is there such a thing as a person saying, I'll be a Nazir for meat? In fact, by the way, the Mishnah Melech brings up a point. He says, I mean, listen, Beth Shama is saying he wants to demonstrate that he has the power to get up the animal, and in the end, it got up itself. So why should we, so how do we know? Maybe he has the power to, maybe not. He never had the opportunity. So the Mishnah Melech, in fact, says, we'd have to be talking about that. Essentially, he said that as long as it gets up, as long as I don't get it up by myself. So therefore, so now the question is, it got up by itself, but does that fulfill his Tanai or not? And according to Beis Hillel, it doesn't really matter any fact that it gets up, as long as it's not still laying there, then its Tanai has not been fulfilled. So Beis Hillel sabi trupe dahai gavra. Beis Hillel figures that the main point or the gilui das of this person is mishum de revia, the fact that the cow is lying on the ground, and he wants to show how sure he is that it is eventually going to get up. And therefore, the hokamas, and now in the end, it got up. So therefore, the Tanai was not fulfilled. So now, in other words, we'd be saying, according to that explanation, that the Shama and the Sola are arguing on two points. Number one, was his Tanai fulfilled? And number two, is there such a thing as a Nazirus where he says, I be a Nazir from meat? So now we understand what Rabbi Yehuda is coming in and saying, that in fact, it's not a double machloikas, there's only the machloikas of whether so Beis Shama would say, because he says Harini Nazir Mibisara, then it means that he's saying that the meat of the animal is also to him as a korban, as if it was a korban. In other words, so it's really only one machloikas. So it's not a machloikas. In other words, so Rabbi Yehuda would say Beis Shama and the Silo are not arguing whether the person is a Nazir. For sure, he's not a Nazir. But the question would be, because for sure we're going to say that if he says Harini Nazir Mibisara, he doesn't become a Nazir. But the question would be whether a Nedir is chal in that case. So it would still be a double machloikas, but it would still be a double machlokas. Was his Tanai fulfilled or not? But the second part of it would not be, is he a Nazir or not? But is he also in a neder from the meat of this animal or not? Tosfos brings up a point, by the way, why, if according to Rava, going back to Rava's explanation, if the basic machloikas is whether Nazir Mibsara is valid Nazirus or not, then why do we need this whole thing about whether it stands up or not? And Tosfos says, because again, you could say that, we have to figure out, when he's saying umda, when he's saying that it stands up, so what exactly does he mean by that? Because ultimately, it can't mean that just he says if it stands up. Eventually, it's going to stand up for some reason or other. So we have to say that he's making a condition over here that he's saying that if I get the animal up, or if it gets up by himself. Tosfos, by the way, also mentions that on Omun Aleph, when we had Rami Bachama's explanation, and we said, the Gemara asked on it, doesn't it seem to be repeating the same machloikas as before? Harini Nozman Agrogris Nadvela, and now you're saying Harini Nozman Ibsari, isn't it the same thing? And Rava gave an answer. Tosfos says it doesn't actually mean that Rava gave the answer over there. It means that the Gemara is saying Rava would have given this answer because it fits with his Shita. So going back to the Gemara again, so now we're saying kind of a combination of Rami Bar Chama and Rava's answers that we're talking about, that there's a double machloikas over here. Number one, when the animal got up by itself, does that mean that his Tanai was fulfilled? So Beis Shama is saying yes, because Beis Shama is saying that the main point the person was getting at, that I have the power to get up this ant, to get this animal up. And if I don't have that power, then I'll be a Nazir. Well, since the animal got up on its own, then therefore he's a Nazir. They're still saying the key thing he's focusing on is the animal going to get up for any reason? And eventually it got up. So therefore his Tanai wasn't fulfilled. And then the second machlokes would be, he says, how many Nazir Mibsara, does that constitute Nazirus or not? So the Gemara says, So what are you telling me then? That this Hillel is saying that if the animal doesn't get up, then he's going to be a Nazir. We learned already before that that the Sibyl says when it comes to Grogris and Dvela that that he's not a Nazir. So even if you're going to say, that the Tanai was fulfilled over here, because let's say the animal never got up or didn't get up within the time frame that he said, whatever. Still, the fact remains that the Sibyl said in the previous Mishnah that Nazir and Grogris and Dvela is not a Nazir. So Nazir for meat is not going to be a Nazir any more than that. So why would Basil be saying that? In other words, implicitly you're saying that Basil will agree that there's a case in this scenario where he could be a Nazir, namely where the animal never did get up. Because you're saying that first of all, Bishama and Basil are arguing about what happens. The animal got up on its own, then he's not a Nazir. Was his Tanai fulfilled or not? Implying that if his Tanai was fulfilled, then Basil is going to agree that he's a Nazir. But they already said before that a Nazir from meat is not considered a Nazir. The Gemara answers, the answer is that Basil's opinion in our Mishnah is actually saying according to Bishama's Svara. They're saying to Bishama like this, Libdi Dan, as far as we're concerned, Afilu like Kamas Nami like have a Nazir, even if the animal never gets up, it's not a Nazir because the piece said that I'm going to be a Nazir from meat, and there's no such thing. Ela Libdichu, but according to you, Dam Yitu, have a Nazir, where you say that he's a Nazir because you say that a person says I'm a Nazir from meat, then it's a valid Nazir. Shouldn't you, Bishama, at least agree to us, the turpe da, the hodin davra, that the main point or the gilui das of this person is Mishum de Revia, is he's mainly focusing on the fact that the cow is lying on the ground or that the door is stuck. And now it's not anymore of a hokomas. The fact is now it got up. So we understand you have your opinion about Nozim and Agrogris and Advela, and your opinion will also apply to Nozim and Abasa and Nozim from meat. But at least in this case, where on top of that there's a Tanai, that on the face of it has not been fulfilled, why are you Bishamai saying that even in this case he's a Nozim? Well, Bishamai answers, Lav Trupe Dahai Gavra Mishum Bishamai says, Lav. No, it's not like you're saying. We still disagree because our focus is that we're saying that the person's focus is that he's that on him getting up the animal with his own hands. In other words, like you said before, he's saying that I want to show how strong I am. I have the capability of getting up this animal, and if I can't, and if I don't end up getting up this animal, then I will be a Nazir. And in the end, he didn't get it up. So therefore, v'holai ukma. The fact is, he's not the one who got it up. So that, because it got up on its own. So therefore his tnai would be chal, and therefore he is a Nazir. So in other words, again, we still have, in other words, that this double machloikas, number one, about the tnai, was it fulfilled or not? And number two, within that then, can a person be a Nazir from meat? So Basil themselves would say he's not a Nazir regardless, because in any case, even if his Tanai was fulfilled, there's no such thing as a Nazir from meat. Bishamai would be saying, at least Bishamai, even though you disagree about the second part, at least you should agree about the first part. And the fact is that Tanai was not fulfilled. But even if you're going to say that a person says Nazir min Abasar is a Nazir, but why should he be a Nazir in this case if the Tanai wasn't fulfilled? And the answer is because Mishama is saying, if the Tanai was fulfilled on the face of it, you said if the cow gets up, if the cow doesn't get up, I'll be a Nazir. Well, it got up, so the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. And Mishama is saying, no, he didn't say if the cow gets up. He says if I get up the cow, and the fact is he didn't get up the cow, because it got up on its own. So Tosfos has a long discussion over here that why does the Gemara have the need to explain Beis Hillel that way? After all Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah is he's not a Nazir. So maybe they're just arguing on the same point as before. In other words, even Beis Hillel may agree that the Tanai has been fulfilled, but the Nazirus is not a Nazirus because he said Nazir and Abasar. Why can't we understand Basil that way? And the answer is, Tosfos says, because given that we know the halacha is like this hillel against Beis Shammai, we can't imagine that the Mishnah would give us this whole elaborate scenario involving the cow getting up just to tell us what Beis Shammai would hold, when anyway the halacha is not like Beis Shammai. So therefore, we have to have that the scenario somehow works out according to the hillel as well. And therefore, what we're saying is that the hillel is saying that we would say he's not a nozer regardless, but at least you, Beis Shammai, should be agreeing to this. And again, the nafkamina would be, let's say, for example, as we had at the beginning of the Amud, what if he clearly said, Hareini nozer miyayin? We have the second answer of the Gemara, Rava's answer, that he said, Hareini nozer miyayin, I'll be a nozer from wine, if it doesn't get up, and then it got up. So now you don't have this double machloikas, because now you can't have a machloikas about whether a nozer from meat is a nozer, because he didn't say from meat, he said from wine. So now, the question is still going to be if the cow gets up on its own. So we shlugged up Rava's answer, in other words, only because it doesn't fit with Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Beis Shammai. But the fact remains that that is a valid scenario you could have where a person says such a thing, and we would say, therefore, that Beis Shammai and the Sillel are going to argue about that, because they're arguing if the cow got up on its own, does that constitute that his t'nai has been fulfilled or not? So therefore, the Mishnah would have to be telling us this whole scenario. Fine. In the end, we're not saying that that's the scenario of the Mishnah. We're saying that the maskana is that we're saying that he said, I'll be a nozer from the meat of the animal if it doesn't get up. But we still do need to know what would be the din if instead of meat, he said wine. And for that, we need to know what this hillel would hold. That nevertheless, forget about the question of a nozer from meat versus a nozer from wine. He clearly said a nozer from wine, but you have the question of, was his t'nai fulfilled by the animal getting up by itself, where Beis Hillel is saying no, and therefore he's not a nozer, even though he said the words, Hareini nozer miyayin. Okay.